Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
He's coming to Santa. He's coming to town. He's making a list.
Happy trails to you until we meet again.
This is Phil Nee. We're going to put our little records away for just a little bit here and bring on a guest here in the morning show from WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is 9 o'clock, and our news update today is sponsored by the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone. The staff at the Phoenix Center wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. American Airlines flights first stopped, then cleared to land by federal regulators. There was a system-wide technical issue that led to the FAA ordering all American Airlines flights grounded at the airline's request. The issue had to do with paperwork that hadn't been turned in, so all the flights were stopped. American says things are back up, people are on planes again, but there will be ripple effects throughout the day. Maybe it's a train you're taking this Christmas Eve. Well, those are running again, too, on the Northeast Corridor.
Amtrak says it's fully restored service between Philadelphia and New York. Since Sunday, the railroad has been dealing with cascading delays and cancellations, first after down power lines along the busy Northeast Corridor on Sunday, and then signal power problems at New York's Penn Station on Monday. An Amtrak statement thanking passengers for their understanding.
That's ABC's Dave Packer. Total vindication for Alec Baldwin as prosecutors in New Mexico decide not to file any charges against him related to the Rust fatal shooting. This is ABC News. An investigation is underway into the sinking of a Russian cargo ship, the incident occurring in the Mediterranean Sea between Spain and Algeria. Two crew members are missing. Russia says the vessel went down after an explosion in the engine room. A North Carolina community is mourning a loss. Details from ABC's Jim Ryan.
Greensboro, North Carolina police officer Michael Horan was responding to a report of a person with a gun at a local grocery store. There was a struggle and Horan was fatally wounded. Greensboro City Manager Trey Davis.
To put it simply, we're heartbroken.
A suspect was arrested hours later after a high-speed pursuit several counties away. That person has not been identified.
The police are looking, that was ABC's Jim Ryan. Police are also looking for a man who was started shooting inside Katie Mills Mall on Monday evening. Gunfire sending shoppers running, but no one was hurt. Authorities are searching for the suspect and a man who he was with. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
You work hard. Making the right choice for lunch isn't hard. The Phoenix Center opens at 11 Monday through Sunday with all your lunchtime favorites. Burgers, salads, terrific appetizers, specialty sandwiches, wraps, and more. Easy in, easy out. The Phoenix Center is the perfect way to break up the day. Can't get away for lunch? Let the team at the Phoenix Center serve you a great meal tonight, including the world-famous Phoenix Center Pizza. Call ahead at 649-7469 for carryout from the Phoenix Center in Richland Center.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 33 and mostly cloudy conditions. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Fog is possible, a low of 22 with light east winds. Christmas Day, abundant clouds and a high of 34. 28 with a freezing mist possible Christmas night. Also warmer, near 40 Thursday and 43 for Friday. Right now, we're back down to our overnight low, which is 27 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer today.
Tis the season for treating with Dunkin', and nothing brings instant holiday cheer like a dozen Dunkin' Donuts. Whether it's a work party, family gathering, or holiday brunch, it's the gift that makes everyone on your list happy. Want to give donuts or coffee for later? Pick up a Dunkin' gift card. For a limited time, get a $5 gift certificate when you buy $25 or more in Dunkin' gift cards. Gift card promotion available at T-Mart franchise Dunkin' locations only. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Merry Christmas and a heartfelt thank you to all the consigners, buyers, truckers, and employees for making 2024 a fantastic year at the Richland Cattle Center. Wishing you and your families a blessed and joyful Christmas Day. Quick reminder, there's no auction this week, but mark your calendar for Wednesday, January 1st, as we kick off the first auction of the new year at RCC. Cattle can be held at the Richland Cattle Center until January 1st. For more information, call Junior Hipch at 585-3700.
Hello from the Creative Outlet, where we carry clothing brands that you love to wear, selling at resale prices.
Down to the final days of shopping. This is Jamie at J.G. Walsh Jewelers, and I have to tell you, we still have so much jewelry left for your Christmas loved ones. Hundreds of gold rings with diamonds or gemstones. So many diamond earrings, small or large, fancy or simple. One-of-a-kind, gorgeous gemstone pieces that only one person on Earth can own. And of course, diamond bracelets that sparkle like the twinkle in her eyes. No matter your budget, no matter their age, we have some awesome gifts for Christmas. Full, no-interest financing available with approved credit. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Downtown Richland Center.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Celebrate New Year's Eve in the heart of downtown at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Usher in 2025 by chilling to live jazz, feasting on a surf and turf dinner, laughing your way through live comedy, and party hopping between disco with VO5, classic country with Frank Martin Bush and the Names, and a DJ dance party. When the night is over, your guest room is a safe, warm elevator ride away, and you can start your year off right with our outstanding New Year's ballroom brunch. Find your perfect package at concoursehotel.com.
From our kitchen to your ears, Richland Family Restaurant, proud sponsor of WRCO Studios.
Author David Benjamin is our guest on WRCO's Morning Show. He's been a frequent guest on the show over the years because he just keeps working, it seems like. How are you, David?
Oh, I'm pretty good, thank you.
Keeps you out of mischief, I guess, right?
Well, I manage to, actually, most of my mischief comes in my writing.
Okay, that's good stuff. You've got a new effort called Christmas in a Jugular Vein. Where did the idea to put this together come from, David?
When I was in high school, when I was 16, I wrote my first Christmas story. It was called The Little Red Dot, and I have a friend. She's still a friend. She's in here in Madison. She was the editor of the high school newspaper. Because the administration at La Follette High School was a little nervous about my writing, I wasn't allowed to work for the high school newspaper. But Patty, my friend, who was the editor, managed to sneak these two Christmas stories that I'd written into it. One was called The Little Red Dot. The other was called Next Year, Bring Guns. Ever since then, whenever I've been whenever I've had a regular writing routine, I've written a Christmas story every year.
That's awesome. So this is kind of the compilation of all of those, in other words.
Yeah, it's a collection of 38 stories, sketches, satires, essays, and poems on the Christmas theme. And it's all, you know, the title, Christmas in a Jugular Vein, most people don't remember this, but the early Mad Magazine, their motto was humor in a jugular vein. And so I stole that concept from the early version of Mad Magazine, before Alfred E. Newman.
Oh, sure. I presume you read that publication then.
Oh, I think I was 12 years old when I got my first magazine subscription, and it was Mad Magazine.
Well, that is awesome. Now, you take some regular stories and you kind of twist them up a little bit here. Could you talk about which one is your favorite?
That's a good question. Probably, you know, the first couple that I wrote in high school, you know, The Little Red Dot and Next Year Bring Guns, which were strange variations on the whole concept of Santa Claus. Though, you know, they'll always have a place in my heart because I wrote them when I was 16, and actually it was some of the best writing I did when I was that young. But, you know, since then, I've been doing variations on a whole lot of familiar Christmas themes, obviously on the nativity scene, A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens, Clement Moore's The Night Before Christmas, A Christmas Story, the movie that originated from Gene Shepherd's stories. I've done variations on all of that, plus some essays and some original stuff that doesn't refer back to anybody else's previous work. But the great thing about Christmas is that it's not just a holiday; it's become a literary theme, and so. By doing a Christmas story every year, I've been kind of compelled to treat that literary theme in as many ways as possible in order to please the people that read my stories.
Yeah, you mentioned Gene Shepherd's work that became the movie, and I can kind of picture you maybe as a youngster growing up in Wisconsin as Ralphie.
Of course, yeah. Everybody, anybody who grew up in Wisconsin, even more recently, or anywhere in the, Gene Shepherd grew up in Indiana, in Hammond, Indiana, and his family did a lot of vacationing up north in Michigan. And so, anybody who's read Gene Shepherd's stories has a real bond with him, especially if they're from the Midwest. And so it was a natural thing, He. He grew up in an era that was very similar to the era that I grew up in. So all that stuff that happened to Ralphie and all those other kids at Warren G. Harding School was pretty similar to what I experienced at Christmas time at St. Mary's School in Tomah, Wisconsin.
Could you see any of these short stories being made into some sort of a animated thing or a live play or anything like that?
Each, the reason I call it Christmas in a Jugular Vein is that they're all a little bit mischievous and transgressive, but there's been a lot of mischievous, transgressive Christmas movies made. Certainly, even Christmas Story is one of them. When you picture Ralphie, talking to Santa Claus, and then Santa Claus telling him he's going to shoot his eye out, and then the elf shoves him down the chute that way. You realize that this is not the usual sweetness and light image of Christmas. And of course, anybody who's experienced a lifetime of Christmases knows that. A lot of them aren't particularly sweetness and light, but everybody goes through some rough Christmases. My stories are a mixture of the sweetness and light and the rough Christmas. Making movies out of stories is an interesting concept because I think I write stories that are filmable, but once you approach the prospect of turning them into a film, you have to deal not only with the publishing establishment, which has been one of my struggles all my life, but you have to deal with the Hollywood establishment, and now you have all these independent film companies, which are a whole new establishment. So getting from story to movie is a journey that most authors don't even think about because it's so hard.
The titles of some of the chapters, including numerous Scrooges, several Marleys, and a flock of Cratchits. I was curious about that one.
Well, you know, Marley and Scrooge, of course, are the main figures in A Christmas Carol. Marley's ghost and Scrooge the person, and of course Bob Cratchit. For instance, in the last story in the book, which is Nobody Says, I have a family living someplace in the suburbs whose name is Cratchit, and I use all the Cratchit names from A Christmas Carol. But of course, this is set in a modern context, and it doesn't have most of the elements that are in the original Christmas Carol, and of course it's a variation on Dickens' original story. But you know, the point is that if I mention Cratchits and Scrooges and Marleys and Frosty the Snowman and Santa Claus, anybody who's reading the story has an immediate connection to the story. They want to know how this particular version of Scrooge or Frosty or Santa Claus or the Virgin Mary at the Nativity comes out. They want to know how the whole story transpires, and they already have a connection with it.
Also, a dozen Santas, including Murray Lefkowitz, I guess that is, and Santa's
Murray
brother.
Lefkowitz, yeah, Murray Lefkowitz, yeah. Everybody who's seen A Miracle on 34th Street remembers the Santa Claus, whom Maureen O'Hara kicks off the float during the Macy's parade because he's a drunk.
Oh, yeah.
Well, my story is the continued adventures of Murray Lefkowitz, the Santa Claus, the drunk Santa Claus. And it's really an exploration of down and out people. It's a dark comedy about down and out people who bumble their way into Christmas by getting hired by Santa Claus.
Ah, okay. And then Santa's brother Bruno.
His brother Bruno, he shows up in another story. Bruno decides to modernize the North Pole by digitizing everything and firing all the elves.
Where do you come up with these things?
It's not that easy, you know, but you know, I have a whole year to work on a new premise every year, so that's what when things get around Halloween. If I'm not thinking about my next Christmas story, I'm late already. What's fascinating is that even though literarily, the writing community, the author community, the publishing community hasn't taken Christmas very seriously as a literary theme, but I always have. And of course, there are dozens and dozens of TV Christmas movies, and we have a handful of great Christmas movies, including the various versions of A Christmas Carol. One of the experiences that taught me how vast and fertile the idea of Christmas stories was when I was running. I was editor of a weekly newspaper in Mansfield, Massachusetts, for 7 years, and every year I had a big fat Christmas issue with a lot of advertising that I had to fill up the space. And I'd launched a Christmas story contest in the public schools, and kids from first grade to 12th grade competed in their grades and to get their stories among the top three in the competition, and then I would give out prizes for the top three stories overall, and of course this resulted in a flood of Christmas stories, all of which I had to read and judge, And then when I had the winners in each grade, I had a whole bunch of stories to fill space. And there's just some wonderful stuff came out of these kids, first graders and second graders, as well as kids in high school. And it was just a joy to go through all these stories. And it really enhanced my perception of how rich and exciting it is to write Christmas stories.
I think back to, you know, way back in the day, any kind of a Christmas parody was kind of frowned upon. You know, even something as simple as Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, there were those that thought, you know, or the Chipmunks, you know, that it wasn't cool to kind of make fun of Christmas in some ways.
But, you know, one of the essays in my collection is about the fact that when Dickens wrote A Christmas Carol, you know, he made no mention whatsoever of the Christian foundation of Christmas. He treated it as a kind of secular holiday with a spirit of generosity and kindness that really expanded the concept of Christmas to everyone who read the story. And I think it was an important story and a very popular story because he elevated the holiday from just a Christian festival to a universal moment of celebration and generosity and compassion for everyone, and indeed, A Christmas Carol is a parody of Christmas, and that opened the door. Not a lot of writers have gone through that door, either because they were preoccupied with other kind of writing or because they didn't take Christmas seriously. But we've had a number of great pieces of writing based that are rooted in Christmas and are not necessarily part of the Christian religious tradition. You're right. The parodies of Christmas have always been a little bit frowned upon, but that's really what attracted me to it. I've always tried to live by the motto of that was written in the monograph of Fahrenheit 451 by Ray Bradbury. He quoted a Nobel Prize poet who said, "If they give you ruled paper, right the other way."
Interesting.
Yeah, and so, you know, but I think that's, you know, most writers who are serious about their writing, they hearken to that kind of an idea. If they give you ruled paper, right the other way. I just remembered the name of the poet. His name was Juan Ramon Jimenez. He was a wonderful poet.
The Ballad of Skagway Phil. Since my name is Phil, that one kind of drew my attention a little bit. What can you tell us about that?
You can think of yourself now as Skagway Phil, right?
Sure. What's that about?
One of my favorite poets when I was in high school was Robert Service, who wrote The Shooting of Dan McGrew. Are you familiar with that?
Just the title.
Right. My favorite of his poems was The Cremation of Sam McGee, which, I think if I can remember the beginning, there are strange things done in the midnight sun by the men who moil for gold. The Arctic trails have their secret tales that would make your blood run cold. The northern lights have seen queer sights, but the queerest they ever did see was that night on the marge of Lake LaBarge I cremated Sam McGee. Now that's how the poem begins. I memorized it in high school, and I always loved reading Robert Service because of that mock heroic verse that he used. So one year I just decided to write a poem in Robert Service's style and meter that was about Christmas, and it takes place in the Yukon, and Skagway Phil is the most dangerous character in all the Yukon, and he eventually in the poem has an encounter with Santa Claus.
Wow, it's an excellent gift, that's for sure. Where can people get a hold of the book, David?
The website, which I should probably recite for you, is www.lafollette.com. lastkidbooks.com. And all my books can be ordered directly from my website. The nice thing, though, is that it's a seasonal book, so I can sell the same book next year. You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I know you've been honored many times. Is there one that's nearest and dearest to you?
Probably my only successful marketing device, except maybe talking to you on the radio, is competing in literary competitions, and I've won up to 42 different awards from different independent publishing organizations. But probably the one that satisfies me the most is that I won the Midwest Book Award for Fiction, the grand prize, a couple of years ago for my novel called They Shot Kennedy.
Which we've talked about on this program, and of course, people remember The Last Kid Picked. That one, was that the one that kind of kicked it off for you?
Right, yeah, that was published in 2002 by Random House. When the copyright became free in 2020, I regained the rights from Random House. And the nice thing about that was that I was able to revise it a little bit and improve it a little bit before I published it. The full title is The Life and Times of the Last Kid Picked. Among them, it's available on my website. And it's, in 2003, it was Wisconsin Library Association a notable book, which is also a nice thing for it. A nice honor to receive, you know?
No doubt. Master storyteller David Benjamin on Christmas. And, you know, it takes me back as well. When I was a kid, I used to always do a parody of The Night Before Christmas and put family members' names in there instead of, you know, the well-known characters. So I can relate a little bit to this.
My parody on The Night Before Christmas involves the mouse.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the mouse. I have a mouse living in one of the stockings on the mantle. And raising her family there, in fact.
Was the mouse stirring or not? Probably not.
The mouse did a lot of stirring in my story, yes.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. if the mouse doesn't stir, you don't have much of a story, right?
Well, that's true. Hey, always a pleasure to catch up with you. And if we don't talk to you before, have a great holiday and new year, and we'll talk to you again in 25, I guess, then, David.
It's always great to talk to you, Phil. Oh, by the way, the book that I'm going to be publishing in, I think probably on April 1st, is one of my Paris books. I wrote it about 30 years ago and then set it aside, but my wife insisted that I bring it back to life. It's called An Apartment in Paris, and it's a chronicle with a lot of digressions about when my wife and I bought our apartment in Paris.
Oh, okay. So writing from that true life experience, then.
Yes, this one's more of a memoir than a novel. I write mostly fiction, but occasionally I write about myself.
Wonderful. Well, we hope you don't have a lot of humbug moments this holiday season either, David.
Well, you know, my usual Christmas greeting to people is happy humbug.
There you go. Hey, thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you soon.
Oh, thank you, Phil, and happy humbug.
Yeah, David Benjamin joining us, master storyteller, Christmas in a Jugular Vein. Check out his website and find out more about that in the coming days.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Merry Christmas and a heartfelt thank you to all the consigners, buyers, truckers, and employees for making 2024 a fantastic year at the Richland Cattle Center. wishing you and your families a blessed and joyful Christmas Day. Quick reminder, there's no auction this week, but mark your calendar for Wednesday, January 1st, as we kick off the first auction of the new year at RCC. Cattle can be held at the Richland Cattle Center until January 1st. For more information, call Junior Hipch at 585-3700.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
Okay, but what about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want four free phones.
What if I gave them kitchen tools?
Four free phones.
Well, how about a cozy sweater?
Four free phones.
Maybe I'll get...
Four free phones.
Four free phones.
That's how you take a hint. Get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
From the team at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, best wishes for a happy holiday season. They are deeply grateful for their customers and look forward to serving you in the new year.
For generations, the Cairns family has been rooted in Richland County as small business owners. At Julie Cairns State Farm, you will find a local, dedicated team that leads with honest intentions to properly protect you. Yes, saving money is important, yet so is doing business with local professionals that will be there when you need them. We're here to participate in your lives, in our community's growth, and in helping create opportunities to make positive changes. Yes, you can save money, and yes, we will offer you remarkable service. Yet most importantly, our core values will make you proud to do business with us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Cairns State Farm is there.
This holiday season, the Richland Locker invites everyone to come home. Inside, you'll find the finest selection of hams, savory snacks, hearty sausages, and a wide array of favorite beverages. In-store specials are waiting to make every celebration unforgettable. Step into their holiday section, where tradition meets taste, and create memories that last a lifetime. Richland Locker, bringing the flavors of the season to Richland Center and beyond.
Welcome back to the morning show. Hope you enjoyed the comments of David Benjamin. He's been on with us a few times during the year and always gives us some good info and some, I guess, sometimes motivation that maybe we need to write down our memoirs. You know, I've been putting that off for a while, but I still someday plan to do that, put down a few stories, probably just some short stories of growing up on the farm. And doing the Christmas thing, Christmas Eve was always a special time. My sister Sue and I would go out and give all the animals a little extra grain or feed or, in the pig's case, slop or whatever the case was. Give them a little extra for Christmas and give Lady Bell an extra scratch on the top of her head. So growing up on the farm was certainly a magical time, that's for sure. We want to mention a few things. A service is going on tonight. Christmas Eve service at Avoca United Methodist Church happens at 3:30 today. Blue River United Methodist Church at 5. St. John's Lutheran Church will host a traditional Christmas Eve candlelight worship service starting at 4 today. The Richland Center Free Methodist Church will have a candlelight Christmas Eve service starting at 5. Willow Valley United Methodist Church has its Christmas Eve service featuring lessons on the Christmas Carol starting at 5. Park Street Christian Church will have its annual Christmas Eve service starting at 6. Ash Creek United Methodist Church with a service beginning at 7. Bethlehem Lutheran in Rockbridge holding a Christmas Eve service at 7. And there will be a candlelight Christmas Eve service held at First Lutheran Church in Lone Rock, and that starts at 10 o'clock this evening. Thanks for joining us for the morning show. And over the course of the next 2.5 hours or so, we'll have the phone line open. If there's a particular Christmas number that you haven't heard yet this holiday season or you'd like to hear, we'll see if we can oblige. The number is 608-647-4155. Hopefully you're not feeling too Grinchy today.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk. You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful sots. Your heart's a dead tomato splotched with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable, mangled up in tangled up knots. You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nos. You're a crooked jerky jockey, and you drive a crooked hoss, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce.
And ride.
Alan Jackson. Music on the morning show today. Sounds of the season from WRCO Radio. Caller called up to ask about this song, which we play a few times each holiday season. Came out back in 1994, so 30 years ago, for Toby Keith. And a song called Santa, I'm Right Here.
Downtown Christmas shopping, such a busy city street. I don't know how I noticed the piece of paper at my feet, but something made me pick it up instead of going on my way. I stopped and froze right in my tracks as I read what it had to say. Oh, Santa, if you can't find me, we're living out here on the street. But I'll be watching for you. You're not gonna forget me, are you? Daddy says he knows you try, but we might be too hard to find this year. Oh, Santa, I'm right here. It said we don't have our house no more. I wish we could go home. Mama says we will someday, and she prays it won't be long. They've closed Daddy's factory and took most of our things. Now Santa, I don't need too much, so this year could you bring? Bring my mom a coat that's warm, 'cause the one she's got is awful torn. Maybe Dad could help you work, making toys for boys and girls. Oh, Santa, if you can't find me, we're living out here on the street. But I'll be watching for you. You're not gonna forget me, are you? I'm right here.
Great to have you along as we keep you company today with some info to get you in the know and some music and sounds of the season that you asked for on the request line. Forgotten Perry Como Christmas song. That's up next here when we get back with more tunes.
Happy holidays from Meyer Oil and LP. They appreciate their customers for choosing them this year and look forward to a bright 2025 together.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
How about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want four free phones.
Maybe I'll get...
four free phones.
Four free phones.
Get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. Here's another hint. Get $100 towards accessories with each smartphone purchase. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Verona.
Season's greetings from Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists. We hope your holiday season is filled with joy, peace, and safe travels. Warm wishes from our team to you.
Diamonds, rubies, sapphires, garnets, amethyst. What's your favorite jewelry? This is Jamie at JJ Walsh Jewelers, and it's Christmas. We work all year to have the best jewelry at Christmas time. So many rings, necklaces, earrings that you might have a hard time choosing which one to get her, or maybe get her a full set of matching pieces. Full no-interest financing available with approved credit for those larger purchases. So, need a stocking stuffer or need a once-in-a-lifetime gift? We are here for your Christmas shopping needs. JJ Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
JCPenney's Super Saturday Sale has last-minute gifts and bigger savings for everyone. This weekend through Christmas Day, wrap up your list with our biggest doorbusters. Grab men's dress shirts and pants now, buy one, get one free, in-store only. Scoop up the coziest sweaters starting at $12.99 and get warm Sherpa throws for $14.99 each. Dash away with all the right gifts, all the right prices, all in the nick of time. JCPenney, make it count. Offers valid 12/20 through 12/25. Exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingeman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscatay. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's been our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
14 away from 10 o'clock here at WRCO Radio, Sounds of the Season. And a young lady called up to ask if we had this song. In fact, we played it a time or two in other seasons, and Mr. Simonson, Chris Simonson, played it on Saturday during his show. But it's from a 1970s movie, and Perry Como released it. I remember this one getting played on the radio a little bit at that time. Some Christmas wishes for you.
Watch me now, here I go. All I need's a little snow. Starts me off, sets the theme, helps me dream my Christmas dream. Every year I dream it, hoping things will change. An end to the crying, the shouting, the dying. And I hope you will dream it too. It's Christmas, remember, we've got to remember. So light the light, I'm home tonight. I need you to warm me, to calm me, to love me, to help me to dream my Christmas dream. Crazy things said and done, every single day but one. Every night should I believe, be the same as Christmas Eve. Night should all be silent, day should all slow down. An end to the hurry, the noise and the worry. And I hope you believe that too. It's Christmas, remember, there's no one remember. The whole world needs a Christmas dream. We need it to warm us, to calm us, to love us, to help us to dream our Christmas dream.
Bye.
We needed two warmers to calm us, to love us. We needed two warmers to calm us, to love us, to help us to dream our Christmas dream.
Silent stars go by, yet in thy dark streets shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. Oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. For Christ is born of Mary and gathered all above. While mortals sleep, the angels keep their watch of wandering love. O morning stars together proclaim the holy birth, and praises sing to God the King, and peace to men on earth.
Alabama on WRCO Radio. As we move on toward 10 o'clock and cap off the morning show today with Sounds of the Season, here's Garth Brooks.
What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch our keeping? This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him praise, the babe, Son of Mary. Why lies he in such mean state, where ox and cattle are feeding? Good Christian, fear sinners here, the silent word is pleading. This is Christ the King, whom shall
thank you.
This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. More of your holiday requests coming up here in just a little while. It's currently 29 degrees. The news from ABC is next. Rockwell Automation at Richland Center would like you to know that if you are a part of a nonprofit organization or 501(c) and have opportunities for Rockwell employees to partake in, please let them know. The team is looking for volunteering and donation opportunities within the surrounding communities. If you would like to partner with them or have any questions, please call 608-647-9400. They look forward to extending their community involvement. Rockwell Automation, ingrained in the community, dedicated to making a difference.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. American Airlines is back in the air after a ground stop early this morning. The problem, paperwork, weight and balance information, passenger numbers and fuel requirements. It wasn't handed in on time, so they stopped all American flights for